Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. How's your day going? You living for Christ today? Hey, I got an interesting topic for you. Biblical rebuking to godly love. Yeah, let me talk about this. You know, traveling in ministry, street preaching, reaching out to lots of people, people reaching out to us, going to religious places and standing outside, we come across a lot of false doctrine in the streets of America, in the religious places, via email, on the internet. And there's times when people need rebuking for their false doctrine. And people are always telling me, oh, Brother Jim, you're too harsh. Oh, you shouldn't rebuke this person. You shouldn't say that. You shouldn't have done it this way. Usually it's people that don't do anything in ministry, preaching, or teaching. But I want to take you to a section of scripture and show you how I can prove that it's biblical to go from biblical rebuking and then go right to godly love of the saints. Let's go right there, okay? We're going to take you to Galatians 5, starting with 1, verse 1, going through 12. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. You know what? Wait, I need to start right here and say, 1 Corinthians 11 tells me I'm to imitate Paul and Jesus. All right, so that's the premise of this, imitating Paul and Jesus. And here from verse 1 to verse 12, Paul is confronting false teaching. I needed to say that. So let me start over. Verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye become circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law. Christ is become of no effect to you. Whosoever of you justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveth the whole lump. I have confidence in you, though, through the Lord, that ye will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I preach circumcision, why do I suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off, which trouble you. All right, so Paul's dealing with the Judaizers, telling people they got to be circumcised for salvation. He deals with them, false teachers. He's warning the people, don't be swept away by this false gospel, false doctrine. Verse 12, and I would that they were even cut off, which trouble you. Go do you Greek word study. You know what that means, folks? The word is emasculate. It can mean castrate. It means to cut off your male genitals. Sorry to be blunt, but that's what it means. Paul said, I wish the false teachers would go all the way and cut off their genitals. Get it? Circumcision, cutting off foreskin. That's Apostle Paul, trained and guided by the Holy Spirit. That's how he rebuked and dealt with false teachers. Now let me go a few verses right after that in the same chapter. Galatians 5, 15 through 26. But if ye bite one another, devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed of one another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such, of which I tell you before, as I've told you in past times, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Did you get that? Go read Galatians 5. Apostle Paul, again, called, trained, picked, inspired by Jesus Christ, creator of the universe, goes from telling people to cut their genitals off that are false teachers to reminding brothers and sisters to walk in love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Hey, I wanted to do this to remind you, don't tell me that we can't rebuke sternly false teachers and still walk in peace, long-suffering, love of the brethren. There is a time and a place for all of these things. There's a time and a place for love and long-suffering. The Bible teaches us to never long-suffer with sin or false teachers. There's a time and a place for a rebuke. Go read about John the Baptist. Go read about Jesus dealing with the Pharisees. Go read about Paul dealing with the Judaizers. We can do both. We can rebuke, which is loving, call them out of their sin, and then we can turn around and love the brethren with the gifts of the Spirit. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope that encourages you. Next time you hear someone getting rebuked as a false teacher, know that it's for the saving of their own soul. You know, one last thing, if we don't defend the truth, if we just overlook truth and overlook error, it's like the law. If the police don't keep the law, what will happen? You have a lawless society. Well, theologically, if we don't keep the Word of God, and we don't defend it, as Jude says, earnestly contend, what will we end up with? We'll have nothing at all. Jesus is the truth, and if we don't defend the truth, we end up serving a false Jesus. I hope that blesses you. Hey, check out our teaching blog, every day pouring out edifying material. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. We are traveling, headed towards Tennessee, preaching the gospel, working our way south to be in a warmer climate where people are outside so we can do a lot more street preaching, ministering, calling people to faith and repentance. Hey, till next time, this has been Brother Jim. We love you all. Hope you have a glorious evening. May God be praised.